Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Stare down over Ukraine.
An invasion remains distinctly possible.
Olympic hockey.
The American men are out as the women go for gold.
Missing girl found under the stairs.
They started ripping the staircase. They saw little feet.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's U.S. skepticism over Russian claims that some of its troops have been pulled back from the tense border with Ukraine.
That would be good, but we have not yet verified that. Our analysts indicate that they remain very much in a threatening position.
President Biden says the U.S. estimates as many as 150,000 Russian soldiers surround Ukraine on three sides, and an invasion is still possible. Both he and Vladimir Putin have expressed a willingness to pursue diplomacy. CBS's Holly Williams has the latest on the situation in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
Massive Russian military drills are ongoing in Belarus, on Ukraine's northern border, and on the Black Sea, just to the south. Here in Ukraine, there's no sigh of relief.
I have my emergency bag, and I'm ready to defend my country.
If Vladimir Putin really has decided against an invasion, it could be because the U.S. and its allies have made the cost too high, supplying weapons to Ukraine and threatening Putin with unprecedented sanctions, hitting his inner circle and their family members.
There's word President Biden has ordered the National Archives to hand over Trump White House visitor logs to Congress, rejecting a claim of executive privilege. And one of the major suspects in the Capitol attack goes to court today to argue he should be released from jail while he awaits trial. Stuart Rhodes is leader of the group known as the Oath Keepers.
His lawyers tell CBS News he'll argue the Oath Keepers were in Washington that day to protect VIPs at the Trump rally and were staging guns at a Virginia hotel nearby only if Trump were to invoke the Insurrection Act. Law professor Catherine Ross says this is the case to watch.
It is undoubtedly the most important case. First of all, Rhodes is a very high-profile defendant. They were incredibly visible.
Rhodes has pleaded not guilty. Trial expected not till late summer. Scott McFarlane, CBS News, Washington.
30 million people are in the path of a massive storm system that brought hail to parts of Southern California yesterday and now threatens a stretch from Texas on up to New England with snow, rain, and strong winds today and tomorrow. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams is tracking it.
It's going to start as we head into the afternoon and into the evening hours. So all day Thursday, it's going to be here throughout the Mississippi River Valley and deep into the southeast. It expands all the way up into the Midwest for tomorrow. And then there's a wintry side of this. 8 to 12 inches, places like Kansas City.
It's been a day of highs and lows for American athletes at the Winter Games. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
For one American hockey team, the American men, there was disappointment and elimination today. The U.S. team with no NHL players was 43 seconds away from advancing to the semifinal round. That's when Slovakia stepped in and prevented the U.S. celebration, tying the game in regulation, then winning in a penalty shootout. For the American women's team, however, there are still gold medal dreams. Tonight, U.S. time, the U.S. women will take on their arch rivals, the Canadians. It's the fourth straight Olympics the two countries have battled for the gold. The U.S.'s Kendall Coyne Schofield.
You know, we're going to empty the tanks, and this is what we came here to do.
The U.S. did pick up a pair of medals today in freestyle skiing. Alex Hall taking gold, winning the slopestyle event. Nick Gepper taking silver. The U.S. has now won 8 gold medals. Only Norway and Germany have more. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, well, you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
In what could be a roadmap in future cases, the gunmaker Remington agreed to pay $73 million to nine Sandy Hook school families to settle a years-long liability lawsuit. Remington made the weapon that was used in the 2012 attack. Nicole Hockley, whose six-year-old son Dylan was among the 26 killed, says the money is not the key part of this.
That is just not really on my radar. It's more about the process of what we can now do with what we've discovered and how we can share that to everyone else.
In Britain, more is coming out about Prince Andrew's legal settlement with an American woman who alleged sexual abuse.
$16 million, according to one well-placed British paper, with most, if not all, paid by the Queen herself, ultimately largely funded by the British taxpayer.
If it is indeed a settlement of that kind of size, people have a right to know.
Duncan Simpson of the UK Taxpayers Alliance. A poll shows 88% of the people of York want Andrew to relinquish his title of Duke of York because, in the words of this politician,
money doesn't bring reparation.
The consensus here, Andrew is finished as a British royal. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In Florida, Bob Saget's family has filed a lawsuit to block release of certain records related to the investigation into his death. The suit says some videos and photos that have been produced are graphic. 2 weeks after Jeff Zucker resigned as president of CNN, the woman he had a relationship with that violated company policy has now quit. Allison Gollust's departure is the latest fallout from the investigation into Chris Cuomo, the primetime anchor fired last December. Well, for just the third time, a person has been reported cured of HIV. CBS's Dr. David Agus says it's the first woman.
This is a case of a woman who had leukemia and who had a stem cell transplant. Poor blood was given to her after she received aggressive chemotherapy to replace her bone marrow. And the particular cord blood that was used had a gene that made it resistant to HIV.
Republicans in the Arizona Senate have passed a bill that outlaws abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It's likely to be passed by the House and signed by the governor. It's similar to the Mississippi law that's at the center of a Supreme Court battle. A six-year-old girl reported missing in 2019 when she was four was found alive and in good health under a staircase in a New York home that was searched by police. Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinagra says an officer acted on a tip with a search warrant at the home of the child's grandfather.
He took a flashlight and looked between the cracks, between the steps. He saw what he thought was a blanket. They used a forcible entry tool, and they started ripping the steps off the staircase itself. They saw little feet, as he put it.
Police say the parents of Paisley Schultes abducted her after losing custody. The couple and the grandfather face charges.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
2021 may have been tough for a lot of industries in the pandemic, but the cards fell just right for casinos.
America's commercial casinos won $53 billion in 2021, their best year ever. The American Gaming Association says in-person gambling continues to be the main source of revenue for the gambling industry, even as internet and sports betting grow. Last year's winnings are more than 21% higher than the previous best year, which came in 2019 before the pandemic hit. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Our corporate parent, Viacom CBS, has a new name as of today, Paramount. The company says it intends to turn streaming into a sustainable business for the future, boosting its plan, looking to hit 100 million streaming subscribers on Paramount Plus by 2024. The CBS, Showtime, and Nickelodeon brands will continue on. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.